Browns were looking to back up that stellar win over the Cincinnati Bengals 10 days ago with more fine home cooking as the Houston Texans came to town. Texans had other ideas. Hi, everybody. Great to see you. Michael Regei, Gerard Cherry, Nathan Zagura in a moment. Welcome to Browns Overtime here on Sports Time Ohio in the wake of a rather disconcerting 23-7 Houston Texans win. And Gerard, so the Browns' win streak ends at 3. And once again, so many things that were the exact antithesis of the way the Browns played complementary football in Cincinnati. They did none of that today. Beaten soundly in every facet of the game.
Yeah, most importantly, Michael, they were beat at the line of scrimmage, be it on the offensive side or the defensive side. And when you're losing in the trenches, you're going to lose football games. And it's just flat out the truth. You were dominated today by the Texans in that they control the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball.
Well, there's no question about that. They ran for over 200 yards again today. So we've seen Lorenzo Talaferro of Baltimore, Denard Shoelace Robinson of Jacksonville, and now no Arian Foster today. Nathan Zagura, it was Alfred Blue who carried it 36 times for a 158. And once again, without the Browns being able to run the football, the inability to stop the run, it became an issue again today.
It did become an issue. Before the game, I said the Browns needed to do three things. Number one, they needed to win the turnover battle. They did not do that. And I thought Isaiah Crowell's fumble late in the first half was a big momentum shifter. The Browns were in scoring position around the two-minute drill. And then, of course, the Texans get it and they go in the end zone. I said they needed to control the line of scrimmage. They didn't do that on either side of the ball. Alfred Blue ran all over them all day long. Brian Hoyer under duress all day long. And the Browns couldn't get pressure on Ryan Mallett, who's not a mobile guy in the pocket. So that was strike number two. And strike three was you had to be able to run the ball. While Isaiah Crowell did average over 4 yards a carry for the day, they didn't have any consistency running the football because they couldn't convert third downs and they couldn't stay on the field for long periods of time. This is one of those games where the Browns kind of had all their worst nightmares realized. Couldn't stop the other team from running, couldn't have any consistency on offense themselves, and when Brian Hoyer was in the straight drop-back game, it got ugly. He was under pressure, throws were inaccurate, throws were wide of the mark, you had some drops. All in all, a bad performance by this Browns team, special teams offensively and defensively.
Direct contrast to the domination, as we mentioned, 10 days ago in the win over Cincinnati. Gerard, Ryan Mallett in here. We mentioned no Arian Foster. The Browns never, forget about sacking Ryan Mallett, the Browns never hit Ryan Mallett on his throws, 30 attempts, one time today. Were you surprised that the defensive scheme did not show more looking to dial up the heat on this young quarterback making his first NFL start?
Very surprised by that, Michael, because the one thing you don't want to have as a guy has his first opportunity to play is to make him feel comfortable. And it is more than fair to say that Ryan Mallett was beyond comfortable. The guy was basically in a team 7-on-7 drill in which there was no pressure in his face. And I don't care who you are, if you're starting for the first time and there's no pressure in your face and you feel comfortable back there as well as secure, you know what you're going to do? You're going to play football at a high level, because if you have an arm and the defense is not causing any stress on you, you're going to complete passes, and that's exactly what he did.
To exacerbate the problem, the Browns did lose one of their inspirational leaders, one of their best football players, Carlos Dansby, in the second quarter. They lost Jabal Sheard in the second half. None of that helped, but you know what? The hay might have already been in the barn before all of that transpired. Pre-game, the Browns were feeling very good about their position atop the AFC North. Let's capture some of the emotion as the Browns back home got ready to battle with Houston.
This organization hasn't been in this spot in a long time, man. Let's go out and take advantage of it. Do your job on each play and then move on to the next one. Let's go. Browns on three. One, two, three.
Browns.
Let's go, man. It's a playoff atmosphere. Cleveland Brown football, man. Hey. Take the field with the confidence that we about to go out here and dominate. Yeah. DB's on three. One, two, three.
Come on, man. Figure it out together. Making plays all day, fellas. It's going to be up to us. Let's take a stand up to the challenge. Playmakers on three. One, two, three.
Playmakers.
Let's go. Bring it up here. It's our type of day.
Yep.
It's going to be one in this group right here. Dominate on three. One, two, three.
Dominate.
It's on there, man. It's go time. It's our time. Dog time. Stand up.
Ready to go, man. Feels good to be cold.
Game day. Don't get no better than this being a dog pound. Come on, man. 7-3. That's the number.
Thought it was supposed to be cold out here. Perfect weather. Perfect football weather.
November, get the playoff, baby. Ain't nothing like it.
Yeah. Hey, game day. Let's go, Browns dog pound. We need you. We need you to be loud. Let's get it. Let's get it today. Extra player. Let's go.
Get everything you got. When I say give me three, give me three. When I say give me two, give me two. When I say give me one, give me one. Give me three. Give me three. Give me two. One. Three. And then second, let's go. Let's go. Hey, man, it's our time, man. Dominate on three. One, two, three. Dominate.
All right, the Browns love playing here. You know, 4-1, try to go to 5-1. We know that. The hype's there. They're ready to go. Let's take a look at how Houston started to say, maybe not so fast early on. We'll pick it up with the Texans on the drive. J.J. Watt motioning, lined up on the offensive side of the football. Look at Ryan Mallett throw the fade to him. Watt makes the terrific catch over Chris Kirksey. Touchdown, Houston.
Very athletic player in J.J. Watt. An excellent play, and you got to give Kirksey credit that he was in the place, in the right place. But, again, Watt just made a heck of a catch and a heck of a throw by Mallett.
That's his fourth touchdown of the year for J.J. Watt. All right, now, speaking of defense, so take a – we got to show you this phenomenal pick that Joe Hayden made. DeAndre Hopkins, Jerod out of the slot, running a post corner. Look at Joe Hayden make up, I think, about 8 yards at closing speed with this absolutely just – fascinating interception.
Exactly. At the same time, bailing out his teammate, busts a screen in the process. Excellent concentration on a part of Joe, of one not getting to the ball and then catching it and coming down with it once he hit the ground.
That guy, J.J. Watt, got involved again. Not one, but a pair of roughing the kicker infractions. They got him on special teams. Here's the second one. As he drilled Spencer Lanning's plant leg 15 yards, it kept a Browns drive alive.
It certainly did, Michael. Yes, I understand that you're J.J. Watt, and you're more than likely the defensive player of the year, but you still have to play smart football. And right there, he did his team no credit by making a bonehead decision.
Yeah, so the Browns keep the football, and they're going to go down and tie it up. Take a look at Brian Hoyer here. Throw this square in, this dig. Taylor Gabriel, 23 yards, first down in Houston territory.
And that's exactly what you need to do when you get an opportunity and the ball's back in your hands is to make plays, and Taylor Gabriel did just that.
And the Browns are going to cash it in. TD throw number 11 of the year off one of Kyle Shanahan's staples. Misdirection, play action, waggle out right. Hoyer delivers a dart, and take a look at Andrew Hawkins weave his way, Jerod. Excellent block from Miles Austin. Touchdown, Browns.
Exactly. See, J.J. Watt gets fooled on the play, and Brian Hoyer exploits the mistake on the part of the Texans with the touchdown. Nice play and design on the part of Kyle Shanahan.
All right, we're tied up at 7 apiece. Browns get the football back, and folks, this is where we believe the big turning point of the game came today. Isaiah Crowell got the start today. He ran hard, ripped off a 35-yarder. Ball security continues to be an issue. The Browns are going in to potentially put points up to take the lead, and there's looseness from Isaiah Crowell. Gets it ripped out here by Brian Cushing. Watts on it. Probably the turning point of the football game.
It certainly is, because all the momentum goes out the door and back to the Texans. When you put the ball on the ground, you're going in for a score. They've given you opportunities, multiple to Texans, and you don't take advantage of it. All you're asking for is an L in the win and loss column if you don't take advantage of those opportunities by making that type of mistake.
Yeah, the Browns lost Carlos Dansby, that strong middle linebacking presence of theirs, and it showed up here. Look at my Ryan Mallett exploit the middle. Got some help from the umpire here on almost like an umpire pick on Craig Robertson, but he drills Garrett Graham. Touchdown, Texans. Took the lead. They never gave it up.
Yeah, and a lot of people are saying, why is the ref in the way? But that's a part of the game. The official is a part of the football field. You have to be aware, cognizant of where he's at. It probably would have been an interception had the official not got in Robinson's way.
It's a very gifted Houston Texans football team, not just J.J. Watt, but Brian Cushing, Mike Mohammed made life tough today. Brian Hoyer got sacked twice and hit on delivery 6 more times. Browns lose it 23-7. Let's hear from the head coach and the quarterback. Here's Mike Pettine and Brian Hoyer after the Browns fall to 6-4.
You know, disappointing to get us to have the momentum and a little bit of time off. It's disappointing to come out and play that way. But I told the guys we won't be a team that makes excuses. I mean, we got beat soundly today, and in all three phases, they made a lot more plays than we did And we did have some opportunities, but came up small at the bigger moments.
You know, it's disappointment. We had a great opportunity to come out here, and we let it slip through our hands, and give a lot of credit to their team, their coaching staff. We were just, you know, outplayed. We hurt ourselves on offense a few times, some penalties, turnovers, and it's disappointing because we felt good coming into this game, and we just realized, you know, we're not there yet. We gotta be better.
All right, Gerard, the one thing we know about Mike Pettine, consistent and steady as the day is long. His message is, football team's got to go back to work, grind, pick themselves up, and get ready to play another meaningful football game at 6-4 next week in the Dome in Atlanta.
Exactly, and that is the right message, because you do have to go through the grind, and you have to grind in the process, because if you just say, oh my gosh, we lost this game, you can't rest on that. You're going to have another opportunity to play a football game. Take advantage of your opportunities, obviously, but that is the right mentality. Put that one in the back of your mind. Move forward to Atlanta this upcoming week.
Brian Hoyer in the offense, they know they're not going to win many football games. They only put 7 up. Now, again, there was no complimentary play, as we said. All three, offense, defense, special teams, they all let this football team down today. And yet Hoyer knows the offense has got to be much more consistent and point-friendly like they were in Cincinnati.
You have to be. And when you have your chances and opportunities to score, you have to take advantage of it. I don't care if you're playing the Jacksonville Jaguars or the Houston Texans. If you do not execute, if you do not make plays, and if you do not score in the red zone, you are going to lose football games. It's really that simple.
You could say it's deflating, and of course, the opportunity to go to 7-3, but it didn't happen. And you got to pick yourself up and get ready to go. We're virtually 7 days from now. We'll see if the Browns are able to do that. Don't go away. When Browns Overtime returns, we get back on the other side. A young man who continues to shine in the pass game. We'll hear from Browns wide receiver Taylor Gabriel. That's next, following the loss to Houston.